The summer double issue of Discorder magazine is out. Grab one right now to read features about accessibility in Vancouver, Western Front's media artist in residence, Gabby Dow, about Gable Vision, the LGBTQIA+ video history archive at Vivo, local thriving 18-year-old hip-hop artist Prado, an interview with the Chinatown Concern Group, Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. Plus, you can cure your FOMO with our concert reviews, amp up your summer playlist after reading our album reviews, and of course, there's a special taroscope waiting for you in the summer issue of Discorder magazine. Pick one up today at a stand in your neighborhood. Thanks to our advertisers, the Rickshaw Theater, Current Symposium, the Cinematheque, Live Van, the Rio Theater, Audiopile, Rifflandia, and Mint Records.
Represent your side like me. 'Cause round here, if you stick, you catch a hot one. Couple of them down one. Belvedere in the rear of the club, pulled up on dubs, and we about to go and buy the bar up. So, so for sure we ain't playing. Hang with no lames, walk insane.
Hey, where the party at? Yeah. Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at?
Yes, we do.
Bottles and models talking all of that.
Best outfit, just showing that skin, trying to make it on the spit. Where you been, girl? You and your friend need to come to the back. We got it locked down. Be a white t-shirt or a three-piece suit. Don't matter what you wear, all that matters is who you with. Some jiggy, some straight grind. All up in the clubs to have a good time.
Hey, where the party at? Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that. No, I can't forget about my where the party at?
The one with the rims, the one that seemed to make more enemies than friends. I'm sliding in past those, both eyes closed, both arms froze, both charms rose with the S-O-S-O-D-E-dot-F. I am motto, motto. Up to there ain't none left. I'm quick to go left. I plays with no rep. I jams more than death. Baby, show me the club. I'm like, hey, whatever card it at? Come and mix it with the crisp. Baby, what's wrong with that? We in the VIP twisted. Downright two-way. Who they make it like you missed it?
Come on. Girls is on the way, where the Bacardi at? Bottles and models talking all of that.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 13th. You know the party's right here. Here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, East Arian. And for the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory. We do this every week from 7 to 8, every Thursday. If you've never listened before, We like to talk a little bit of local news, a little bit national news. Some funny things I've heard of. Sometimes we have some interesting guests lined up, some smart people, some comedians. Sometimes it's just me. And occasionally we'll have one of my friends. We might have one today because it's the last Thursday before the season premiere of Game of Thrones. And I have an expert who will be calling in later. We'll be talking about where all your favorite characters are at right now and what it looks like going forward. If you'd like to call in and talk to Game of Thrones or anything else that we talk about here on the show, you'd like to introduce some music, make a request, maybe, you're welcome to call in at 604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. And before we like to get into anything, you know, I like to talk a little bit about the weather because, especially now, the weather's been so beautiful. So beautiful here in Vancouver for the past 2.5 weeks. It's been so beautiful. It's been hot. It's been causing lots of fires, but we'll be getting to that later. This weekend, the forecast is really, really sunny, except for today, which will be cool, around 20 degrees. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, throughout like the next 9 days after that, it will be around 23 degrees and sunny. While I still continue to check the Weather Channel and the weather app on my phone, one thing that really helps me predict the weather long term is the almanac. I feel like I personally myself am participating in this throwback, like this like hipster culture where I actually go to a book that's located on the internet. So, like, I'm going to a book to find the weather, but it's really located on the internet. However, if you ever have taken a chance to or wanted to look at the long-term weather forecast, the almanac is a good place to start because, for me, it is pretty accurate. Way more accurate than trusting one of these idiots on TV. It's really, for me, it's crazy how a book probably written, like, you know, last year can predict the weather better next year than someone could in the same week. It's either the weather is that unpredictable or meteorologists, fake news. When we get back, we'll be going into a story that we talked about a few months ago. That large coin that was stolen, that was gifted to the German government by the Canadian government, the $4.5 million gold coin called the Maple Leaf. Well, they've been making some raids, and we'll get back to that when we get back.
Oh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thank you.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. And if you were listening to us before the break, you know that a few months ago in March, a coin called the Maple Leaf, which was minted by the Canadian Revenue Agency, which was gifted. So basically, the Canadian Revenue Agency made a gold coin like the size of a dinner plate, and it was solid gold worth $1 million, which they made five of, and they auctioned them off or gifted them. And this one was gifted to the government of Germany. And in March, it was stolen. So a heist, I would say, you know, one of like those movie heists where it was elaborate. They had ladders involved, a train track. They stole the coin with one of those machines that cuts around the glass. They took the coin out, and they got away. Well, yesterday, in a police operation that took over, it was like 400 German police, they have arrested three people in a neighborhood they described as having a lot of hipsters and immigrants. They arrested three people, one of them being a security guard at the embassy, but they didn't find the coin. And when I was watching this on the news, they talked about how they didn't find the coin, like they were surprised. But I mean, the police officers, they talked about how, like, oh, you know, we may have found the people. We even took some of their clothes to see if we could find any gold residue. And I was really confused because you would think that the police knew that if anybody who's got the balls to steal a $4.5 million gold piece out of the German embassy isn't just going to have the coin chilling in their apartment with knowing damn well it's immigrants and hipsters around. That sounds like a bad idea. Of course they got it and melted it down. Why would you hold this coin for four months just chilling, just sitting on the coin, expecting the value to go up so you can sell it at a later date? It's not an art piece. It's not sneakers. Anyways, they didn't find the coin. And I hope they never find it, because that type of gluttony, printing a $4.5 million coin is ridiculous. I mean, that's not the type of shit that we need. Sorry. So, you know, we always like to talk a little bit about stories like this. My favorite type of stories, when animals are tired of your shit. When I see stories about animals who are fed up taking their country back. So in East Van, a woman was... Now, when I read the story, the headline says, "That animal was going to kill me, East Van woman wounded in vicious raccoon attack." I thought there might have been a little bit of exaggeration. But there are pictures that accompany this article. And so, listen, I understand. We talked about this a few weeks ago. If it comes to time where I must be a sacrifice for the betterment of the planet, then so be it. I'm not sure that everyone feels like that. So when, when talking about this woman, I don't want her to come find me. So, but anyways, this woman was walking her dog, her Maltese, in her backyard. And she says as soon as she stepped out of the door, a raccoon started trying to eat her dog. So it attacked her dog. And when the woman got her dog out of the way, which is like the first thing that I would not have done. I don't know why you buy a dog, but I buy a dog for protection. So if my dog needs protection from something, he or she is out of luck. I feel like that's just natural selection. If my dog if my dog loses to a raccoon in a fight, I needed a new dog anyways. So, back to the story. What happened was, so her dog was getting attacked. She tried to defend the dog. She picked up the raccoon and the dog, tried to slam the dog, tried to slam the raccoon, get the raccoon off of her. Finally, she was able to shake the raccoon loose from the dog and held the dog up over her head. And now when she held the dog up over her head, the raccoon started attacking her. And from the pictures, you can tell that this isn't no regular-ass raccoon. This raccoon takes MMA or something, because he was messing her up. Like, her legs are very, very bloody. I wonder what was going through that raccoon's mind. Probably sad to think about, considering this woman does look like she was badly wounded. And I feel sorry for her. But what? It doesn't say there's any sign of rabies. So, like, I don't feel bad. All I know, if that's me and my dog loses in a fight to a raccoon, I needed a new dog. Maybe I needed a raccoon. Maybe I needed that raccoon to be my pet. That raccoon is still on the loose, by the way, in East Van. So if you're walking around with any of your small punk dogs, watch out. Or be ready to make your dog a sacrifice, because I'm not going to get bit over my dog. It's not how I value things. We like to talk, last week we talked a little bit about the campfire ban that was placed in BC all over the province. And... yeah, it's pretty serious, guys. There's over 250 wildfires in British Columbia at this moment. There are about 23 which start every single week. And if you'd like to, like, imagine how much of British Columbia is on fire, just think of the entire Vancouver downtown, including the West End, all of Richmond, all of North Van, and take that from UBC all the way east to Burnaby. And if you draw a square around that, that's the size of basically all of Vancouver and Vancouver Metro. That's how, that's what the fires look like all over BC. And it's very interesting because there are no campfires. However, a group of firefighters in the interior was seen by a lake apparently cooking some food over a fire. And it's been a pretty big backlash on whether or not they should be allowed to make the fire. While these are licensed and certified firemen who are presumably, you know, trying to cook a meal before they go back to firefighting, they call the chief fire officer here in BC, but I really want to call him the Minister of Fire or the Minister of Flames, because I feel like that would be a cooler title. Like, the Minister of Fire on his business card would sound much better than the chief fire officer. Anyways, but the chief fire officer said that the ban applies to everyone and there are no exceptions. Now, I think that these firefighters, if you fight fires for a living, you should be able to set most anything you want on fire. I feel like that should come as a work perk. That chief fire officer should just relax. I feel like a work perk of being a firefighter should be you should be able to set off fireworks. We all get discounts at our job. We all get some type of benefit. You know, firefighters don't get that much benefit besides being in a calendar and having women fawning over them. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if women really fawn over firefighters. I don't know too many firefighters. However, in the movies, they make the job seem very glamorous. And, I mean, you save people lives for a living. It's very interesting. Like, growing up, when people, you know, like, in elementary school, when people ask you what you wanted to be in, firefighter and police officer were pretty high in demand careers for like a 6-year-old, like a 7-year-old. Like, nobody 6 or 7 years old wakes up and they ask what do you want to be when you grow up, and say, you know what? I want to be a commercial lender. Nobody says that. People say firefighter all the time. And then once you get about the age where you can make the determination, you're like, being a firefighter would suck. They don't even get paid that much. They risk their lives for people who are unappreciative. People still want to be police officers, though, which I think is weird. We'll get into that another time. So the Trump Tower opened up in January, but the opening day party was last February 2017. And if you were aware, you would have known that Donald Trump Jr. and I think Eric Trump came to the opening to cut the ribbon. What you may not have known was that that trip and that opening of the hotel here in Vancouver cost the U.S. taxpayers $15,000. Now, the $15,000 was spent on 19 rooms. I'm going to guess that includes some Secret Service and that includes Secret Service and whoever the hell else rolls with Donald Trump and I guess their crew. But don't these guys have enough money? I feel like using the taxpayers' dollars to open up your own multi-billion dollar condo here in Vancouver, it just seems like $15,000, you guys could have been like, nah, Uncle Sam, I got this. Don't even worry about it. Because a lot of my taxpayers' a lot of the taxpayer money, a lot of the money that I spend, my hard-earned money, is going into the pockets of these guys so that they can continue to do whatever the hell they want. It's like they have enough money. They have so much money. Why do they need mine? Why do they need anybody else's money? I feel like they could get a lot of positive publicity by saying that they wouldn't allow the State Department to pay for something like that. But that's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, hey, how can I use the company card? That's all they focus on, using the company card. And that company card is just paid for by you and me. Maybe not you guys, because some of you listeners here are Canadian. But me, I'm an American, and that's where my tax dollars go. Donald Trump and his homies. When we get back, we'll be talking a little more about Donald Trump Jr. and why he should be a little more discreet with some of his dealings.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless.
Spider-Man! He's melting!
It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
For my ladies who trimming them curves off, yeah. Some are getting ready, now some in the bird call.
And of course, daddy's money done bought you your third car.
In the Ritz getting stupid, phone on do not disturb.
She said she feeling Louie
and I do not concur. I'm just here to spend some money, spill a few on a fur. But grill and get the smoke of what you do not prefer. And oh man, we gon' do this shit again. About to argue at the lights, Tata, which ones did you call?
None of which are spending night.
That's the shit I like to hear, I'm grinning near the ear. Louis on a clutch, here we go again. Back for what is mine, you have with the hoes.
Brad Pitt in his prime.
Messi with the moves, Brady with the arm. I need Carucci Tran, I'ma be alright. I got time to geek. Guaranteed if we was keeping track and keeping stats with these bitches, they would say I'm West.
He got the hoes in the game, got the chains round my neck.
Up, watch the dime spill up.
Share club, hold up.
Pretty girls all roll up. Ugly and you get an N-O like Magnolia. I'm a bad son of Scotia, but was born on the east side. Bro, baby, the west girls caught the go-to. Not to mention the go-to for smiles and orgasms.
Forecast is sunny with a chance of rain. Fuck it though, top down, let them see the supreme.
Call the brother Kareem, told him bring out the beam. My girl tweaking again, time to let off some steam. I'm back in LA
sell them the dream. You got put in your place, try to turn on the team. The money still coming dirty, but my blessings is clean. They hope he never show out, and now I'm back on the scene. And of course, MVP, all the letters, they scream, you should have seen.
Sam West Boogie, got three hoes in the game. Got the chains round my neck, triple dub to my neck. Got three hoes in the game, got the chains round my neck, triple dub to my name like
I'm West Boogie. Got the hoes in the game, got the chains round my neck, triple dub to my name like West Boogie. Hoes in the game, got the chains round my neck, triple dub to my name like.
Say I'm West Boogie, got three hoes in the game. Three hoes in the game, got the chains round my neck, chains round my neck.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I am your host, Issa Arian. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2489. No, CITR. How did I mess that up? I'm reading it. Wow. Anyways, you're listening to Lou Breeze's new song, West Boogie. A, got it. The East Coast, Halifax, Nova Scotia. So, if you haven't seen the cover of Time magazine today, it has a picture of Eric, or even Donald Trump Jr. It says red-handed. The Russia scandal hits home. So, in the past week, what we have learned as the United States continues to investigate Donald Trump and his the collusion with Russia about the election. We learned that some of his associates, including his son and Jared Kushner, one of his political strategists who happens to be married to his daughter, and a third individual met with last in 2016 on my birthday, June 9th. They met with a Russian lawyer who was supposed to be high in the Russian government. And they met them on the pretense that there was possibly some information that this woman had on Hillary Clinton, and they were going to use it in the election. And what ended up happening coming out of that meeting was they realized quickly that this woman was a hack, and there was actually no information that she had on Hillary Clinton. However, and the meeting was ended subsequently after about 20 minutes, when all the woman wanted to do was talk about sanctions against Russia. And that's it. However, the issue is that Donald Trump Jr. Took a meeting with a foreign, presumable national, to try to get influence into, the election. That's illegal as hell. It's not. I don't really know why this is up for debate. It's crazy because I personally, born in 1989, as the Cold War was coming to an end, I didn't watch the Rocky IV with Ivan Drago until I was a teenager. I've never seen any of those like Red Scare movies. So, admittedly, I don't really understand why, as an American, I'm supposed to fear Russia as much as others do. However, I understand, as an American, you're just not supposed to, you're supposed to think think of Russia as bad, like the other superpower in the world is bad. Even though learning, not until I was out of school, about World War II and how it was really Russia that defeated the Nazis. As much as we Americans like to talk about that, the Russians sacrificed a lot. Anyways, but what is illegal is that you can't meet with a foreign national to try to influence the United States presidential election and then try not to claim that that country isn't trying to influence the election. I made this analogy earlier this week to some friends that if, like, To Catch a Predator is one of my favorite shows. I wish that it didn't exist, and I wish that we didn't it didn't have to exist because I wish there weren't pedophiles out. However, it's great entertainment to watch these guys. If you've never seen To Catch a Predator, what happens is guys, they're chatting to like a police officer online who they think is a little girl or a little boy, and they show up at the house. Like the police officer invites them to the house. They have like a like fake little kid who's like, just wait a second, I'll be right there. And then when they walk into the house, Chris Hansen, he comes out and he's like, he looks around the corner, says, well, why don't you sit right down? And then you can instantly, they know that, oh shit, I'm effed. Like I've really effed up. Sometimes they come up with some lame excuse like, you know, I'm just a good friend. It's just, you know, I'm just here to keep them safe. And so, whatever, the moral of the story is they get arrested anyways, even though they actually hadn't committed, you know, like they weren't actually talking to a little kid, but their intention was to go over there and commit some acts of pedophilia. And I feel like that should be the same here. They intentionally met up with this individual to commit acts of treason towards the American people and their confidence in our democratic process. And although they failed, there still should be some heavy punishment. And I don't see why, how anyone in America could say that that's not a big deal. You know, because there wasn't any information against the candidate. That doesn't make any sense. Even if you didn't want Hillary Clinton to be president, you should still be pretty appalled by the fact that, you know, our current president's family is out soliciting information from governments who we have a high level of distrust with, influencing. Like, why can't people see that? It blows my mind. And so when you watch Fox News or you watch any of these other news programs and they talk about how it's not a big deal and how Democrats are making it a big deal about this Russian investigation, I just couldn't imagine what this would look like if this was Barack Obama being investigated. You know, let's say, they already didn't believe his birth certificate. So let's say he was colluding with, you know, Kenya to influence the election. Like they had some information through some, you know, through Mitt Romney or whoever. I can't even remember who Barack Obama ran against first. It would be crazy the way that they would talk about him. I mean, they already talked about how they used to talk about for 8 years about how weak he was, how much of a weak leader, how nobody respected him. And we've seen time and time again world leaders openly talk about their lack of respect for Donald Trump. We've seen it time and time again. And this is where they like to stand about Donald Trump, is on the fact that his folks are out here taking meetings with Russian operatives, and listening to guys who wear those furry bear hats on Instagram and take selfies, like, that's who set up the meeting, is Rob Goldstein. If you want to look him up, he looks like a D-bag. He just, I wouldn't take a meeting from it. Like, if that guy told me there's a lottery winner and you can go meet him in the park, he seems like the type of person who would be on To Catch a Predator. When we come back, we're going to be going into the only politics that really matter, which is the Game of Thrones.
Empowering female youth through music creation and performance, Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Join Team PowerSmart. Set an energy conservation target of 10%. You'll get access to tools to help you conserve, and you can track your progress online. Visit bchydro.com/Team PowerSmart to join today. This message brought to you by BC Hydro PowerSmart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
New York, I'm Millie Rock, hiding in my socks, running from a op, and I shoot at op, and I'm on the block, and I'm on the block, in New York, I'm Millie Rock, hiding in my sock, selling every rock, in New York, I'm Millie Rock, hiding in my sock, useless every rock, running from the cop, shooting at the op. Shooting at it up, cause I run that block. Give me top, and my drop top. I they hug on flop, flop, when I drop, drop. Try they hug on flop, 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 when I drop, drop. Try they hug on flop, 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 when I drop, drop, drop. Woof, 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 woof. I they hug on cat, I they hug on bad. Fucking on your bitch, I'm her dad. Sound like cat, sound like cat. What? I'm a soldier. What? Damn, I thought I told you. What? Shooting like a soldier. What? Like I'm from Magnolia. What? All these niggas. What? Always bold. What? Big bang. What? Never fold. What? Sipping. Hey. What? Feel that shit slowly. Hello? Bitch, I'm. What? Said she like my clothes. Yeah. I'm lying. What? Young Cardi Glove. What? Designer. It's on. Call it dirty laundry.
So he spoke. said that I must bow so low. Only a cat of a different coat, that's all the truth I know. In a coat of gold or a coat of red, a lion still has claws, and mine are long and sharp, my lord, as long and sharp as yours.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. And that was Arranged of Casimir. Now, if you don't know, that song was playing during the Red Wedding. And it was playing during the first sequence of the last episode, where Cersei blew everybody up. Spoiler alert. I forgot. I should probably yell that out right now because I am going to spoil it. Because I feel like if you haven't watched all six seasons of Game of Thrones by now, if you haven't seen all six seasons of Game of Thrones by now, I repeat myself, you should stop listening to me on the radio and stop being my friend. You should delete me off social media forever, and because we can't be friends. I feel like Game of Thrones is almost the perfect escape for our political, whatever you would like to call it right now. Even though it's interesting, because shows like Game of Thrones and Scandal and House of Cards and these shows based upon, you know, these like worlds, these fictional worlds that have so much to do with, you know, the way that we think about politics, except for in Game of Thrones, they have people who come back from the dead. But like, I feel like that they, you know, they come back from the dead and dragons. And but the reason why people like Game of Thrones is because it's the nuance between the characters and the relationships between like families and all of these different types of. It's about the relationships, and that's what really makes the show special. And if you have been watching the show, you will know that season 7, while it is only going to be 6 episodes, now I hope that they don't give us 6 of those like 52 minute episodes, or you know, like one of the 1 hour long episodes and then they give us like 49 minutes and then 52, because that's what they had been doing for a while, was giving us these really, really they've been giving us like 50 minute episodes. Sorry. But I can't wait for the next 6 episodes, which it starts on Sunday and then it ends on the 26th of August, which happens to be the same day McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight, which also happens to be the 3rd week of the NFL preseason. August 26th also happens to be my little sister's birthday. August 26th be a great day. But we're going to get into a little bit about where some of the characters are. So everyone probably wants to start off Daenerys. So if you watch Game of Thrones, you know that Daenerys is heading to Westeros. So, going to claim her throne. Hold on. We have a caller who is a Game of Thrones expert. And while I get him plugged in, you're going to listen to a little Playboi Carti.
My stomach, my money, the remedy. I am the legend, don't fuck up my legacy. Private numbers, keep calling my phone.
Hello? Is Jazz there?
No, no, no. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive. I'm just trying to survive. You niggas falling behind. You never cross up my mind, put that shit on my life. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive. I'm just trying to survive. You niggas falling behind. Crossing my mind, put that shit on my life. Give me a reason to snap. I put the scene on the map. I know the niggas who been talking down, but whenever they see me, the first ones to dab. Look at my record, nigga. I get respect, you nigga. I am the golden child, been getting older now. It would make sense why you boys get no recognition. They want me dead or alive. Someone told my mama when she 25. Mean I can tell her, but I just do not wanna be there to witness the tears in her eyes. Been back on the road. Coochie still sucking the cold. I been second guessing like there's someone better than me or my city. Wait. No, no, no. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive. I'm just trying to survive. You niggas falling behind. You never crossing my mind. Put that shit on my life. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive. I'm just trying to survive. You niggas falling behind. You never crossing my mind. Put that shit on my life.
Niggas look like virgins. Washed up on the tide of detergent. I feel like Job back in 99. Niggas see me scream murder. I walk around and scream murder. Nowadays everybody get murdered.
The judge asked for the verdict. Then he looked at the jury.
No, no, no. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive. I'm just trying to survive. You niggas falling behind. You never crossing my mind. Put that shit on my life. They want me dead or alive. They want me dead or alive.
You're back with All the Beaten Path here on 101.9 Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, East Aaron. And with us, we have one of my homies. So, what's going on?
What's going on, man? How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? So, yeah, so we're just talking about a little bit about where some of the characters are in Game of Thrones and how this episode's only going to be this season's only going to be 6 episodes. What are you looking forward to most this season?
Mainly to see how everything turns out with the war itself. Obviously, you got a lot of people at play here that are coming down on the crown, but it's ultimately going to see what happens at the end.
How far do you think that they're, because you know it's this season and then they have one more, am I correct?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm curious, like, how far do you anticipate, like, the end of this season? Where do you think that it will be? Because it seems that almost,
it almost seems like it could be wrapped up now.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
It
seems as if, I mean, Daenerys is getting to King's Landing. And once that once that happens, you know, do we have to wait for White Walkers to come down, or is wars going to be going on at the same time?
Yeah, like I feel like that obviously has to like take place, and then to elongate everything, it would only make sense as to, you know, they're probably battling each other, and then the White Walkers come down and they got to figure out something, some kind of defense. Like, break up the Civil War, we actually got to fight a real fight.
Yeah, I am.
So it's interesting to see how that plays out.
You have 16 seconds.
Hello? Might have lost him. Anyways, so you can tell here, all of us, we're really excited about the possibility of what can happen in this upcoming season. As we have all of our favorite characters, I can't wait to see if Arya gets some revenge. She happens to be probably my favorite character, and as a person, Maisie Williams, the actress who plays Arya, seems to be a cool young woman as well. She is often speaking out about issues, which I think are important, and it's nice. Hold on, we have another caller. Justin, how's it going?
It's going well. Why didn't you pick up my first two calls?
Sobe was on. So we had another caller. Sobe, you might know him. He was on the line, and you are on the air. So
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here with my good friend and colleague Andrew Betch. Hello,
Andrew. How's it going? So, yeah. So we were just talking about what part of Game of Thrones are you most excited for, or what do you expect from like the season? Who do you anticipate sitting in the Iron Throne at the end of the season?
At this season or the whole thing?
This season.
What do you think, Justin? I don't think Cersei's gonna go anywhere because it's two parts, right?
Yeah, it's two parts.
I think by part one, maybe Dany
might hook up with Euron.
I can see her hooking up with Euron Greyjoy for sure. That's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
Him and his, what was the term that he used? Him and his big...
Kraken dick?
Yeah, I... See, I think...
How long are they going to hold off killing her? You know what I mean?
So you think Daenerys is going to die?
I think everyone's going to die. You know?
Yeah, I feel like
all men must die.
I feel like at the end, there's going to be. I feel like the only way to satisfy me is if the White Walkers win.
You know, but the White Walkers, Issa, are the most inclusive community in all of Westeros. They don't discriminate by age, sex, gender, or race. Everyone's welcome to join them, and you know, it's a win for progressive politics if the White Walkers win.
You know, I was thinking about that. They also are pretty, they're pretty green. You know, they don't require lots of energy. They just live their lives.
They just live, you know? Yeah. Green energy.
But who's who's your favorite character? Each of you.
My favorite character, I would have to say, it's probably the Hound.
The Hound, yeah. I like the Hound.
Ooh, I forgot about the Hound.
Good redemption arc we're seeing play out here.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though.
Does he come back?
I do not think he's back, baby. I do not think that he's going to fight his brother, the zombie. I think Brienne's going to fight the zombie mountain.
Oh. You know, I can see Brienne and the Hound are two characters which I forgot. I think my favorite character is Arya. I was just talking about this a little bit before you guys got on. But not just because Arya is sick, but also because I like Maisie Williams. I think that she's a great actress and a cool young woman. And so I would like to see her kill everyone on her list.
Yeah, I think I hope that she gets a little more screen time, at least a little more interesting storyline this season.
Here's a question. Do you think Nymeria, her dire wolf, will ever play a part in the story again?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like she has. I mean, in the book, she will for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that they try to wrap that up in the show somehow.
I definitely, I definitely think that Nymeria is coming back because she's the only direwolf that's still alive. And
is,
Ghost.
Is it?
And Ghost.
No, because Ghost is alive. Yeah, you got Ghost.
Ghost and Nymeria. That's it.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, George R. R. Martin's kind of a dick because, you know, you think it's like real deep, but then all the animals are named exactly what the kids do. You know what I'm saying? Like Jon Snow comes back. He's basically a ghost. Like Bran is the key to Summer being killed. Like, you know, mm-hmm. Sansa just wants to be a lady, and that gets brutally murdered in front of her eyes. So her dream dies.
What is Nymeria?
Nymeria is a warrior princess. And Arya becomes a warrior princess.
And then
what's the last Shaggy Dog? Oh yeah, and that kid's just like a Shaggy Dog.
What was Rob's name? Rob's dog's name?
Grey Wind.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
That one's tough. Yeah, we'll get back to
it. Yeah, we'll think about it. We have to consult the wiki.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on the show. I can't wait to see who Arya puts in another pie. I watched season 6 again and I forgot all of those things happened. I forgot that Arya put someone in a pie. She put people in pies.
She makes Walder Frey.
The hound comes back. He's just hitting people in the nuts with axes. It's crazy.
It's nuts. Do you think Reek ever turns back into Theon? I think he
has had that little arc where he's, I think he's always going to be like a little sad bastard, but I mean, he had that arc where he stood up for his sister and now, you know,
he's gained a little bit more respect back for himself.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he probably meets his maker this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserves to die.
Whoa. I guess he did a lot of bad things.
Like a lot of really bad things.
Did a lot. I forgot all the bad things.
He was such a shithead.
Yeah. How did they not have Victarion in the show? You know what I mean?
Victarion would have been one of the coolest characters on the show.
Yeah. How come Euron is such a little piss boy in the show? Why doesn't he have one eye?
Yeah.
He's so much cooler in the books. He's got like a freaking 4 tongueless wizards hanging around him. Yeah, it's awesome. In the show, he's just like, let's go kill people. You know?
Yeah, I do appreciate the books. The books has a little more nuance and has a little more room for like a character growth than the TV show. But I do appreciate them both separately.
Oh, yeah, I love the show.
But
Sunday, man, it's gonna be good.
It's gonna be sick. But thank you for joining us. That's all the time we've had here on Off the Beaten Path. It's 8:00. Go get your day started, and thank you for tuning in. We do this every Thursday. Next week, 7:00, same time. Have a great weekend.